Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Well, it's another Monday.
Yep.
And that means it's time for PB Mini Bites. How you doing, PB?
I'm doing well.
Well, that's good. What are we going to talk about?
Diversity.
Like black and white?
No, not like that. I'm talking about on a leadership team. I don't want everyone to be like me. Same personality, same strengths. I think it is important that we like each other, want to hang out and enjoy spending time together, but I want variety. On our team, we've been reading through a book on diversity together and talking about it. There's a quote I want to read from the book. It says, "If you have a bunch of guys and girls that all look alike, think alike, and have similar life experiences, it's only a matter of time before new ideas are just recycled ideas. And by recycled, I mean more of the same." So I guess that's what I'm going for is that variety, having people who think different can contribute something different, not everyone thinking just like me. So as a leader, I think you really have to value people who are different from you. One example for me is having women on the team. And I won't try to give a theology of women in leadership, though maybe some other time I will do that. But more, I'm just talking about the contribution, the value that's added by having women on the team.
Yeah. You're saying as simple as moving from a boys' club and sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been on a lot of leadership teams over the years where every meeting around a table was a group of guys. And the funny thing is, a lot of times my mind wandered and thought, this meeting would be a lot different if we had some ladies in here.
By the way, it's predictable, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Yeah, the jokes become the same. And
it's a countdown.
Yeah.
When's he going to say that? Oh, there it is.
Uh-huh. Right. I think women's input and point of view is valuable. You know, they're I think more than half the population. We kind of die off early, so there's more.
There's more
women around, and you know, I know that there's times where I just feel like I need to get my wife's point of view on something because she's thinking differently as a wife and a mother, and her stresses and schedule is different than mine. So having women on a leadership team is really important. I think it makes us a stronger team.
Absolutely.
Well, there's an example of this that I wanted to bring up, which is when I worked at the animal hospital for years, there was a client that would come in, and the charts for her pet, she brought in a poodle. The charts said, Mrs. Robert Jefferson. And when she would sign a check and pay her bill, it was Mrs. Robert Jefferson. I never knew what her first name was. It was like she just got absorbed into her husband and didn't have a name. I know I could have called her Mrs. Jefferson, but it kind of cracked me up. Like I always wanted to say, hi, Mrs. Robert. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think of, you know, Brian Houston in Australia, who on his team, he had Darlene Check, who became more famous worldwide than he did. He's leading that team, and yet he had the confidence, the security to give her that type of platform and encourage it. Also, another woman on his team, Christine Kane, traveling the world. I think both of those ladies have probably made more money than him and are more famous than he is, and yet they come from that same team.
I admit it. There was a long time there where I did not know who Brian Houston was. I just knew the name Darlene Check.
Yeah, right. You know, I think it's important for us to not build teams just for the sole purpose of having people that will admire our brilliance. You know, we don't want just a bunch of people who nod their heads and give us praise. We want people who think different. And not everyone who has a question or even objects to something is your enemy. I want people who think through things differently than I do and have the guts to say something about it.
Yeah, I think it's probably a lot easier to have a yes man on your team.
Right, right.
It feels better, but it actually takes a secure leader to have somebody on your team that will question and ask you the hard questions.
So maybe just in wrapping up, hit on some keys to building a diverse team. I think the really important thing is that we value people who are different from us, that we don't just value everyone looking like us, sounding like us, thinking like us, but that they are different, value them, and then honor their strengths and their contribution. And by honor, I mean give them platform, help them succeed, believe in what they're doing.
If I can just ask one question, it's a toughie. I doubt you can answer it in a minute. But for those of us who serve on a team, we want to be like our leader.
Right.
We want to be like the person that leads the way for our team. So how do you balance that as a leader?
Yeah.
Encouraging. How do you foster that in us?
Right. Well, you know, I want team members that we can relate with and that we get along and enjoy each other's company and can laugh together. But I also want people on my team who can pick up what I have dropped, who see what I'm not seeing. And it's really important to me. And so that's why I want to praise that kind of contribution. I want to encourage it, want to give them platform and help them succeed. Because when someone's able to do what I can't do, it makes us together a stronger team. I'm really thankful that my wife isn't like me, because I think as a married
no doubt.
Couple, we are stronger together with our varied personality and strengths and everything else.
So not just embrace the differences, but promote them.
Right, promote them, honor them, give them credit.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.